From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Elaine Duke, flew to Puerto Rico to conduct an assessment of the situation there Friday.
I'm extremely proud of the people of Puerto Rico for being so resilient after these two terrible hurricanes. I'm extremely proud of the governor and the work he's done, and I'm extremely proud of our people in the federal government. And that is what I have to do. There's much, much more work to do.
Duke draw sharp criticism and a rebuke from the city's mayor for saying on Thursday that the federal relief effort was a good news story. And reports are now coming in that thousands of Puerto Ricans were finally getting food and water rations on Friday after an aid bottleneck began to ease. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his second trip to China Thursday, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear provocations amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Tillerson's visit comes before a recently announced trip to Asia by President Donald Trump in November.
We have preparation for President Trump's important visit, so we want to talk about the agenda for that visit, and then we'll continue our discussions on a number of other issues that are important, but certainly North Korea will be on the table for discussion.
China is North Korea's number one trade partner. Washington says enlisting China's help is key to cutting off Pyongyang's ability to earn hard currency. However, Asia expert Douglas Paul says China's influence over North Korea is limited. Afghan officials say a suicide blast outside a Shiite Muslim worship place in Kabul has killed at least 6 people and wounded 27 others. Witnesses reported that the bomber was disguised as a sheepherder. VOA News.